USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Democrats get ready for the South Carolina primaries, President Donald Trump slammed Democrats for the way they're reacting to the coronavirus threat.
Now the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. They're politicizing it. We did one of the great jobs, you say. They have no clue. They don't have any clue. They can't even count their votes in Iowa. They can't count their votes.
President Trump characterized the Democratic line of attack as only the latest in a string of efforts to hurt his administration.
One of my people came up to me and said, Mr. President, they tried to beat you on Russia, Russia, Russia. That didn't work out too well. They tried the impeachment hoax. They tried anything. They tried it over and over. They've been doing it since you got in. It's all turning. They lost. It's all turning. And this is their new hoax.
This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
Hillary Clinton raked in more cash from convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein than any other politician, despite brushing off his donations by claiming he gave money to every Democrat. The Federal Election Commission filings showed the disgraced movie mogul bundled $1.4 million for Clinton during her presidential bid in 2016. The former First Lady defended her long relationship with Weinstein, quickly deflecting scrutiny from reporters by noting that Weinstein also raised funds for Barack Obama, John Kerry, and Al Gore during their presidential bids. In a direct challenge to Senate Republicans, President Donald Trump announced that his pick to head the intelligence community is Representative John Ratcliffe of Texas, calling the former federal prosecutor an outstanding man of great talent. Trump complained on Twitter that Ratcliffe was being treated very unfairly by the lamestream media. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With today being Leap Day, February 29th, a radical new calendar proposal promises to eliminate leap years and time zones, and according to the professors who designed it, save you $575 at minimum every year. Steve Hanke and Dick Henry, professors at Johns Hopkins University, tout their new calendar as very close to perfect and argued that the current system is costing us time and money. Alexander Boxer, the author of A Scheme from Heaven, examined on CBS This Morning how we organize dates.
It's a fascinating topic. What could be more fascinating than how we fit into time and our relationship with time and our relationship with the universe?
He said the leap year marked the end of an attempt to sync up the calendar with the cycles of the moon, and that was purely solar. Astronomers have discovered the biggest explosion ever seen in the universe, originating from a supermassive black hole. Scientists reported that the blast came from a black hole in a cluster of galaxies 390 million light years away. The explosion was so large it carved out a crater in the hot gas that could hold 15 different Milky Ways, according to lead author Simona Giatrucci of the Naval Research Laboratory in D.C. It's five times bigger than the previous record holder. Two space observatories, along with radio data and telescopes in Australia and India, confirmed that this was part of a large cavity. Thanks for spending time with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.